and creative endeavor, whose theme this year is the throwaway culture where castaway objects find a new lease of life. The Crack Festival is a platform for pioneering artists to make a splash, a place where reality merges with the world of imagination. Now, to join us, we've got Paul Walker, as I said before, a performance artist playing at the Crack Festival. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, tell me, what is your role in the festival? What will you be performing?
I'm performing in the festival, and this year, the work I'm presenting is called Gaia Version 2.0.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. What is that about?
The idea is that it's a durational performance mixed with a bit of, costume and installation and a bit of drag as well. So throughout the performance, I'm immersed in an installation of trash, of castaway objects, of hard rubbish, plastics, and throughout the about 3 hours of durational work I do, I take some of the objects from the installation to create some trash babies to give to people,
okay.
And also a costume. So I create the dystopian trash goddess, Gaia version 2.0.
I'm very intrigued.
So
that
she's
interesting.
So the idea is that she's a future artifact. Mm-hmm. And so she's this kind of personification of, this future mother goddess and a future with plastics involved in the story.
Interesting. Now, what is the festival mean to you, and what about the underlying theme of waste? About the festival. What is this underlying theme of waste?
Okay, so firstly, the festival, Crack Festival, is a festival that's part of This Is Not Art Festival that happens in Newcastle. So it's one of four festivals that all happen at the same time.
Okay.
Also, the National Young Writers Festival, Critical Animals, This Is Not Art, and Crack Festival. And throughout all of these different festivals this year, there are a lot of works and performances that are addressing, our current climate emergency, the Anthropocene, in many different ways. And for me, I was kind of, you can't help but notice all the trash, all the plastic, all the waste that's around, these byproducts of our consumerism. Are just everywhere, and so I started thinking that these plastics aren't just going to go away. As much as we would like that to happen, we're going to have a future with plastic in it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of thinking about how do we move forward and how do we find a way to live with this material that we've created, and this doesn't have to be, although the work that I've created has a bit of a dystopian feel to it,
Throwing waste babies into the crowd.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I could throw them. That would be, I'm thinking
more
like...
That's probably
a bit more dramatic. Yes, but I think I'll throw at least one.
Okay.
thanks for the inspiration. But yeah, I guess I'm kind of just thinking, how do we find a way to be with this plastic and find a way to not necessarily love it, but to make peace with it,
And why is it called the Crack Festival?
It's crack itself is for experimental and emerging work, and it's for, I think they've named it that for all the stuff that, all the performances, all the works that get left between the cracks. So. Their idea is that it's a quick fire, quick response kind of work.
Mm.
So it's stuff's being presented for the first time. It's experimental.
That sounds wonderful. So you're going to go in there. You're going to have no idea what you're going to see, but it'll be amazing. What can members of the public expect from your performance?
They can expect some. What can they expect? I guess
waste babies.
They can expect waste babies. They can expect. expect some. You know, I've got an old DX7 keyboard that I've mm-hmm. reprogrammed, so that each key will play a different word. So there's a part of the performance where I'm, I guess, speaking to the audience through this DX7.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, delivering some bin juice realness, I guess.
Bin juice realness. I love that. The craft festival, the bin juice realness. Now, how can people get involved and head to all these amazing events?
They can head up to Newcastle next mm-hmm. weekend. So the festival, Tina Festivals and Crack and all the others are running from the 3rd of October until the 6th of October. So that's next Thursday to Sunday. If people want to know more, they can visit the Crack Festival website or the Tina website. I'm sure you'll have that up on the blog.
Absolutely. We'll pop some links on the podcast afterwards. Now, unfortunately, we've run out of time. As much as I'd love to talk about bin juice realness, because it sounds very intriguing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.